This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Welcome to the 10-Minute MBA. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. On the 10-Minute MBA, I give you tools, tactics, strategies, and insights that you can use to start, scale, grow, and 10x your business. Let's get into it.
Okay, so if you're listening to this, you probably get the basic premise of marketing. It's not about rattling off specs and features, but even savvy entrepreneurs can fall into the trap of getting too technical. I've done it a lot. You get too focused on what of your product or services instead of the why. Like, why should someone care? But that's because emotion is the hidden superpower of marketing. It's what cuts through the noise. It builds connection. It inspires action. It turns indifferent prospects into passionate customers. The thing is, we are constantly being bombarded with marketing messages, and our brains have evolved to filter out all the bland and irrelevant. There's so much noise going on in the marketplace right now. Emotional storytelling is your counterattack. So this is why it matters, regardless of what level you're at. You want to differentiate yourself in crowded markets. So even in seemingly logical B2B spaces, buying decisions are ultimately driven by humans and their emotions. The ability to evoke emotion helps you build deeper, longer lasting loyalty. Customers who connect with your brand on an emotional level are less price sensitive and more likely to become advocates. It also allows you to charge premium pricing. So when you tap into the deeper anxieties, desires, and goals your offering addresses, you can command a higher price point. Remember, you're not selling a thing, you are always selling a transformation. You should start to ask questions that allow you to figure out what that transformation is. What core emotion drives your ideal customer? Is it frustration? Is it fear of missing out? Is it desire for status or belonging? How does achieving that transformation make their life or work fundamentally better? Because all things, even if you are selling a B2B enterprise tech product, it is solving a problem. It is enabling a transformation from where the customer is now to where they eventually will go. And just a note, as we talk about evoking emotion and storytelling, it doesn't mean you're not authentic. Authenticity is a non-negotiable. So don't try and force an emotion that doesn't align with your brand. The best emotional narratives and the best storytelling come from understanding your customers' real-world struggles and aspirations. So when I talk about tapping into emotions, it's not warm and fuzzy stereotypes. Emotion can be powerful. It can be unsettling. It can even be darkly humorous if it aligns with your brand. So I want to break down some really great tools that you can use to evoke this emotion. First is to deploy the power of you. Now, this is the most powerful word in marketing. You're shifting focus away from your product and directly onto the customer and their world. Instead of "our software is fast," reposition it into "imagine getting hours of your day back." When you're talking about your product or service, you're also going to start using sensory language. So don't be afraid to paint vivid pictures. User-friendly interface, super forgettable. Reports that generate in a single click or seamless customer experience that avoids headache, that's much more tangible. User-friendly interface sounds like corporate jargon. Seamless customer experience that avoids headaches, all of a sudden you're like, yeah, I do get a lot of headaches from the stuff that I'm already using. It would be nice to get a few less headaches because of A, B, C, X, Y, Z. You want to start contrasting the pain and the promise. So you want to start outlining the frustration of the status quo, outlining the frustration of what they're already using, and then you paint the picture of a world where that problem no longer exists. This before-after contrast is incredibly persuasive because they start to feel it. And lastly, think about the so what test. Every piece of copy, every line you say on a Zoom call, every image should answer this for your customer. Emotion is powerful, but it needs purpose. So why should this make them feel excited, intrigued, or relieved? And if it isn't doing that, it's just adding unnecessary noise to your marketing messaging or your sales pitch or your website that really isn't driving a customer to buy. It's never about adding more just to add more. It's always about being hyper specific and strategic about what is this word, what is this picture, what is this website section, what is this story that I'm speaking about on a Zoom call going to do to get a customer to move closer to making a buying decision, signing that contract, checking out, whatever. Now, when you are weaving emotion into your marketing and your sales, a really strong strategy is to tell stories. All of this is really about telling stories at the end of the day, but not just telling a story with your brand, telling an actual story on your website in the form of maybe a case study, even though I don't want you to do dry case studies. It could be a story when you're on a Zoom call with a customer speaking about a past customer that had a similar pain point or experience. But weaving in these stories is basically the tool set that allows you to tap into emotions. You have to have some great stories told across all of your assets. So you want to, first of all, think of these stories when you're putting together your email campaigns, your social media, your website, but you also want to have some stories ready as a founder when you are selling, or maybe when you hire a couple sales reps, when they're selling, do they have these stories ready, sort of locked and loaded, ready to go? But you can have transformation stories. So you don't just want to say your product helps someone, you want to show how it tangibly transformed their life or their business. Instead of increase sales by 20%, consider finally had the resources to take that long awaited family vacation. Yes, you do want to talk about numbers, but you want to always tie it back to emotion. Don't neglect numbers, but you can quantify emotion. And keep in mind, people always buy with emotion and justify with logic. So you have to unlock that emotional piece. Because if you don't unlock that emotional piece, because I can already hear you saying, Scott, well, if I increase their sales by 20%, why would they not buy from me? Because there's going to be 10 other firms that also increase their sales by 20% that do it for cheaper than you. So it is incredibly risky just to focus on numbers. That's why we include emotion. You can also bring in social proof on the website or in your conversation. So customer reviews and testimonials are potent. You really want to leverage these and elevate these by focusing on the emotional why someone chose you. So reliable software that lets me sleep soundly at night hits way harder than great customer service. Even in dry industries, there is always room for emotion. So an accounting firm, traditionally a very dry industry, there's always stress relief when tax season is over. Think of an industrial plant. So the pride of a machine shop running smoothly, maybe a proudly American angle, protecting workers' livelihoods. These are all things that tie into an emotional component in your marketing. I was working with a professional manufacturer that creates wheelchair ramps, and they started including emotional messaging. That Made in America idea I got from working with them, because they realized that if they did not tie in a patriotic component as to why people should care that their ramps were made in the US, people could go and buy them overseas. People go buy them from China for, you know, 1/10 the price. And when it's a widget like that, you may think, well, how do I involve emotion? There's always an angle. Remember, you want to think beyond the obvious. That is where true emotional marketing and storytelling usually lies. Because emotional marketing and storytelling is not just in big splashy campaigns. It is truly woven into the fabric of your brand. Remember, landing pages. Are they clear on the transformation you offer? Email subject lines, curiosity, urgency, even a touch of humor. The About Us page, showcase your values and your mission. I mentioned this before, your Zoom calls with your customers. Do your sales reps have stories locked and loaded, ready to go? What I'm really trying to drive home is that there will always be a spot for emotion in your marketing. Don't just think and don't fall into the trap that if you're selling a B2B product, business to business product, there's no room for emotion and emotion is only involved in B2C or business to consumer products. It's not true. B2B buyers are even more pressed for time and they're overwhelmed by bland messaging. Stand out. Resonate. Don't be another boring corporation in your marketing messaging, on your social, in your calls. Buyers hate it. I know, because I'm one of those buyers, and I know a lot of friends that are those buyers. They hate boring. Why not make it a little bit more engaging, a little bit more emotional? People like to be sold to when there's a product that actually helps and serves them. They just hate when they're inundated with boring, bland, monotonous. It really stands out when you go even a little bit of the extra mile. And I would say there's even more room in B2B because so many people are just okay with the status quo. And the status quo in terms of marketing for a lot of legacy B2B brands really sucks. Now, I'm sure you can look around you and probably see five different products on your desk that you purchased because of an emotional marketing campaign or emotional messaging or a story that you heard that really inspired you and tapped into your emotions and your feelings, and that's what led you to make a buying decision. But here's a few more examples of brands that really, really nail it. So Nike, they really focus on empowerment and aspiration. Just Do It isn't about the shoes. It's about overcoming self-doubt, pushing limits, and the triumph of the everyday athlete. Their ads often feature stories of resilience, tapping into our deep-seated desire to achieve. Dove focuses on self-acceptance and inclusion. So their Real Beauty campaign challenged all these sort of predefined beauty standards. They showcased women of all shapes, sizes, ages. It really resonated because it tapped into this universal insecurity many women feel regarding their appearance. Apple, it's all about elegance and simplicity. Their focus on clean design, intuitive interfaces, isn't just functional. It evokes a sense of sophistication and ease. They sell the feeling of owning a product that, quote unquote, just works, making you feel a little bit smarter and a little bit more stylish. And then Charity Water, they focus on urgency and empathy. They show the harsh realities of life without clean water. They make donors feel the desperation of communities in need. This urgency, combined with clear success stories and the emotional reward, really helps drive donations. So hopefully by now you understand the importance of driving emotion, unlocking emotion, storytelling, just a few key takeaways that I really, really, really want to leave you with. The so what factor is so important. Every example that I just told you makes the emotional connection crystal clear to the viewer and the reader. Every piece of marketing messaging, every piece of copy, every image, it all ties back to this emotional brand voice. As you're listening to this, doesn't matter what you're selling, doesn't matter what industry you're in, emotion is powerful regardless of what you sell. Find a way to use it in your industry. And lastly, authenticity is always key. If it doesn't feel genuine to your brand, it will always fall flat. And what I want you to do as a little bit of homework, I want you to start to realize what I'm telling you is true, because you're going to go out and you're going to look at the brands that are killing it, the brands that disrupt their industries, the brands that you probably know the name of. And I want you to break down their emotional marketing strategy. So what core emotion do they evoke? How do they achieve it? Their visuals, their copywriting, their overall brand positioning. I want you to reverse engineer a brand that you like so you can start to understand how this permeates all of their messaging. Remember, emotional marketing is never about tricks or manipulation. It's about connecting deeply to the heart of why people buy, what they fear, what they dream of achieving, and how you're going to help them accomplish this. If you master this, you're not just going to see business growth. You're going to cultivate a passionate community of loyal customers, and that is when you win.
That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some value out of that. Make sure you come back tomorrow for another business lesson on the 10-Minute MBA.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.